Welcome to the storm.
No matter how strong we feel, how many times we've failed or succeeded, we always face storms. They're inevitable. Distractions will trip us up. Lies will try to throw us off course. We may begin to believe that we've failed too many times, that we don't have the skill or the talent to move forward, that we're too old, that we're too young, too shy, too awkward, too out of our league. But remember this, nothing about this journey is meant for us to do alone. It's not about your own skill, it's about walking with God. When Jesus invited Peter out of the fishing boat and onto the water, he said to him, "Take heart, it is I. Don't be afraid." He's saying the same thing to you now. It is I. Don't be afraid. Before you find a place to sit in the storm, consider your first instinct. Maybe it's to find a place that's most like you, that's comfortable, the easiest. Maybe you tend to isolate yourself. Maybe you tend to choose the hardest thing to prove something to everyone. Maybe you tend to choose being in the shadows or in the spotlight. Before you choose a place, think of the one who created you, who is calling you on this brave journey, who is asking you to take new ground with him. Being brave requires change and leaving behind old habits, old go-tos, and identities that aren't suited to who God created us to be. Find a place to sit that feels like the bravest place to go. Once you're there, answer the questions in part 3 of your guide. Remember, there will always be distractions. You must choose to stay on course with the one who makes you brave. Take as long as you want, and when you're done, move into the next space.